Two neighboring countries, nearly identical cultures, similar healthcare systems, same geography. Yet one has an organ donor rate above 99%, and the other sits below 12%. Same people, same values, same choice available to everyone. The only difference? A checkbox. Researchers Eric Johnson and Dan Goldstein studied organ donation consent across countries and found that where donation was the default, where you had to actively opt out, agreement rates were dramatically higher than in countries requiring active opt-in. In one experiment they examined, 82% chose donation when it was the default, compared to just 42% when non-donation was the default. Same outcome available, completely different result. That gap isn't about generosity, Joe, it's about friction. Here's what's actually happening in your brain. Humans have a powerful cognitive tendency called status quo bias, a preference for whatever the current state is, simply because changing it requires effort. Your brain runs on efficiency. When a choice is already made for you, accepting it costs almost nothing. Reversing it costs attention, time, and mental energy. So most people don't. A 2019 meta-analysis confirmed this at scale, finding that opt-out defaults increased selection of the pre-selected option by roughly 0.63 to 0.68 standard deviations compared to opt-in conditions. That's a substantial shift in behavior driven entirely by which option sits at the starting line. And defaults don't just exploit laziness, they also function as signals. When something is pre-selected, people often interpret it as the normal choice, the recommended choice, the thing most people do. So the default carries social weight too. That means the person who designed the form is quietly shaping your decision, whether you notice it or not. This is where the concept of choice architecture becomes essential. Choice architecture is the design of how options are presented, their order, their wording, their visibility, and critically, their default status. Think of it like the layout of a grocery store. The items at eye level sell more. The path through the store isn't neutral. Someone designed it. The same logic applies to every digital form, every app setting, every enrollment screen you've ever clicked through. For example, consider your workplace retirement plan. Research by Madrian and Shea on 401k plans found that participation was significantly higher under automatic enrollment than under voluntary enrollment. When employees were automatically enrolled and had to actively opt out, participation rates at some firms exceeded 85%. But here's the catch. Many of those same employees stayed locked at the default contribution rate and the default investment allocation, even when those defaults weren't optimized for their goals. The default got them in the door. Then it quietly kept them in a suboptimal lane. Now, this isn't only about retirement accounts. Your phone's privacy settings shipped with defaults chosen by the manufacturer, not by you. Your streaming subscriptions auto-renew by default. Your email newsletter preferences, your app notification settings, your browser's data sharing permissions, all defaults, all set by someone with their own incentives. A beneficial default can reduce friction for choices you'd actually endorse if you stopped to think. But a poorly chosen default can preserve an undesirable spending pattern, a privacy exposure, or a habit you never consciously selected. Research is clear that defaults aren't universally powerful. Their influence varies with the decision, the audience, and how easy it is to change the pre-selected option. But the key idea is this. When you don't actively choose, someone else has already chosen for you. And their interests may not match yours, Joe. The takeaway from everything you've just heard is this. Every untouched setting in your life is a decision made on your behalf. Your factory settings, financial, digital, behavioral, were designed by someone else, for someone else's reasons. Understanding choice architecture means recognizing that you are always operating inside a designed environment. The path of least resistance isn't neutral, it's engineered. Status quo bias means your brain will keep accepting those defaults unless you deliberately intervene. That's the default trap. And the first move out of it is simply awareness, knowing that the checkbox, the pre-selected option, the auto-enrolled plan, all carry invisible weight. In the next lecture, you'll learn exactly how to audit the defaults running your life right now, and which ones are quietly costing you the most. For now, remember, if you didn't choose it, someone else did.